Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hi, and welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today we're going to be talking about the phrase in Scripture in Titus chapter 3, where it says, "Be careful to maintain good works." If you're joining us for the first time, I want to say hello and welcome. Make sure that you like, comment, and share this video. Also, make sure that you hit the subscribe button along with the notification bell so that every time that we go live or we post a video, you'll be able to see our content. And it's important to like, comment, and share because that helps get the message out to other people. This is going to be the last week in May that we're posting this video, and you get a chance to get a magnet for every Bible question that you send in to us. You can email your questions to questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we will send you a magnet. You can also buy these, and we'll have them for sale later. But this is a great thing to put on the back of your car, on your refrigerator. That helps push and promote the channel because we're just trying to win souls. This is a great way to do it. All right, so let's talk about Titus chapter 3 and verse 8. It's a very, very, very good verse. Of course, I don't think there's any verse in the Bible that would be a very, very, very bad verse. But let's take a look at Titus chapter 3 and verse 8. It says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men." Boy, there are many places in Scripture where it just says it better than any preacher could ever say it. I want to make sure you understand this. This is a question that comes up against Bible Line, the YouTube channel, other free grace teachers out there, that the way that we teach the gospel is a license to sin. Friend, I'm not going to stand here and pretend like a person is unable to live carnally after they've put their faith in Jesus Christ and still go to heaven. Yes, they can do that. Hebrews chapter 5 is a great example of, I want to teach you guys, but you're dull of hearing. You lack knowledge. You got to go back to the basic things. You should be teachers by now. I mean, does that mean that they're not really saved? I mean, come on. But the real issue that I want to talk about with being careful to maintain good works is I advocate good works. I advocate that, as the Scripture does as well. It is so important that we maintain good works, because those works, exact as it says in Titus chapter 3 and verse 8, these things are good and profitable unto men. We've made a video on this channel before on our audio podcast as well about, is faith without works dead? And I go into detail there, and I'm sure we'll make a video in the new format that we're doing here. But I want to make sure you understand this. Good works are important. If you've put your faith in Jesus Christ, if you've believed on his death, his burial, and his resurrection for the full remission of your sin, your good works are important. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says you're going to be judged on those good works, and you will be rewarded for those things that are profitable, and the unprofitable works will be burnt up. But I in no way advocate living a life of sin. In fact, that hurts the gospel message. It hurts what Jesus came to do. And like it says here, we need to be careful to maintain good works. But I do want you to see here in verse 7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Your justification in Christ is a one-time event when you put your faith in Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection for the payment of your sin. Now, you're going to be judged on your works after that. So you need to be careful to maintain good works, because that's how people see the Lord. God works through us to be able to, in accordance with his word and the work of the Holy Spirit, to bring people to the understanding of what Jesus Christ did. So we do need to be careful to maintain good works. And I'm sure in the future we will have many, many more questions about this topic. But for now, we'll cut it right there. Thanks so much for joining us. Until the next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.